I went to a school board meeting this past week, and during the principal's report, the principal shared the results of a survey that he had sent out to the teachers asking for opinions, updates, a survey on how he was doing in the role of principal. And he shared a few of the critiques that some of the teachers had offered him at the board meeting before the board. I won't say what those are, but I was very impressed that he did this. And after the meeting, I went up to him and said, "I'm really thankful that you did that. It took a lot of courage, and it shows a great leader who can offer, who has the capacity for self-critique." One of the most natural and easy things in the world is to point out the sins of others and to criticize others. And one of the most challenging and supernatural things is the ability to critique oneself. During this penitential season, there's something so supernatural about growing the capacity for self-critique, which is not about being mean to yourself, or sometimes, as the old adage say, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. But this capacity for self-critique is really at the heart of even the gospel of repentance that Jesus comes to show us, and how often that can be missing in ourselves, or that ability just to take an objective stance and to be able to look at the areas that we need to grow. And it's so easy to look around and judge the ways that we feel like other people need to grow. But even through something like the Sacrament of Reconciliation is this wonderful opportunity, sacrament of self-critique, so that we can place ourselves nakedly, honestly before the Lord. And our gospel today, it begins really with the Pharisee, and I love how it points out this detail. It says, "The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself." And so, really, he's praying to himself here, grandstanding before God. And just as I was grateful that in this meeting I saw the principal take up his position and then offer a critique of himself, not the person who came before him or the people who are around him, but to be able to offer some challenging words to himself and listen to the thoughts of the community that he's called to serve. And so as we continue our journey through Lent, let it be one where we become more open to self-critique, so that we can become more open to the God who loves us and forgives us.